look at this, RN News. I'm Jason Walker. A jury in Delaware finding Hunter Biden guilty on 3 felony gun charges following a week-long trial. Special counsel David Weiss.
No one in this country is above the law. Everyone must be accountable for their actions, even this defendant. However, Hunter Biden should be no more accountable than any other citizen convicted of this same conduct.
And he adds, this was not entirely about drug addiction.
A disease that haunts families across the United States, including Hunter Biden's family. This case was about the illegal choices defendant made while in the throes of addiction, his choice to lie on a government form when he bought a gun, and the choice to then possess that gun.
Also at SRNnews.com, France's opposition parties are working on tactics for a snap election in 3 weeks' time.
French opposition parties on the left and the right are scrambling to form alliances for the upcoming snap elections, called by President Emmanuel Macron after his party suffered a crushing defeat by the far right at the European vote on Sunday. Sharp differences remain in both political camps, but they appear to have one thing in common. They don't want to cooperate with Macron. Left-wing parties say that they're united behind a new popular front to form an alternative to Macron, while Marine Le Pen and her National Rally are seeking to consolidate power on the right. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A UN report says violence against kids who've been caught in war zones have reached extreme levels. It says there have been an unprecedented number of killings and injuries of children. This is SRN News. The YMCA goes woke.
The nearly 200-year-old organization was established to, quote, put Christian principles into practice through programs that build a healthy spirit, mind, and body. But these days, the YMCA and its sister organization, the YWCA, have embraced the LGBT agenda, allowing men to use women's locker rooms and restrooms. Katie Brown of the American Life League says, quote, the Y should take Christian out of its name. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge who previously represented Planned Parenthood in an abortion case has entered the race for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Majority control of the battleground state highest court is at stake. Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford launching her campaign this week to succeed retiring liberal justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Crawford joins conservative Waukesha Judge Brad Schimmel. This is SRN News. Chinese authorities say a suspect is in custody in the stabbing of 4 American college instructors.
Chinese police say they've detained a suspect in a stabbing attack on 4 U.S. instructors from Iowa's Cornell College who were teaching at a university in Jilin as part of an exchange. Police say the 55-year-old suspect was walking in a park Monday when he bumped into one of the instructors and began stabbing them, along with a Chinese person who tried to intervene. China's foreign ministry calls it an isolated incident, but says the investigation continues. The 4 U.S. instructors are expected to recover. Iowa Representative Adam Zabner posted on social media that his brother was one of them, and he'd spoken to him from the hospital, and he was recovering from injuries and doing well. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.